calling XPO. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Nicole Smalley. I called earlier and I spoke with Nina. I'm sorry, I'm trying to eat too at the same time. When I spoke with her, she told me that your guys' delivery guy that was supposed to be dropping off our washer and dryer today could not do it due to weather. Now, my husband just got an email saying that he was supposed to be there at 1:40. It is now 2 o'clock. Delivery driver's still not there. Just double-checking if he's coming.
And this is for a delivery and installation?
Yes, for a washer and dryer.
Can I have that order number?
Let me bring it up. The order number is 112-100-976-5566.
Thank you. Going to place you on a brief hold while I go ahead and locate it.
Thank you.
I do apologize, ma'am. I'm still waiting for my system to load it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I did not catch your name.
My name is Michelle.
And how do you spell that?
It's just like Michelle, but I have apostrophe between the two L's.
Okay. That's a very unique name. I like it.
Thank you. Give me just one more moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the help, ma'am. Could you verify that address?
It's 5296 East Nordic Woods Drive, Byron, Illinois, 61010.
And this is for your washer and dryer for Best Buy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I do see that left a voice message advising customer due to weather. Tech is not able to complete his delivery route today, and so please call back to confirm rescheduled date.
Right, and I just, like I said, I just spoke with Nina about that, mm-hmm. and at the time it was not doing anything here. No snow, no rain, no wind, no nothing. And she sat on the phone and argued with me about it, and I asked to speak with the manager, and she would not allow me to speak with the manager. Matter of fact, she told me she was a supervisor. I asked her to speak with a different supervisor, still would not allow me to speak with a supervisor. I told her the only reason that I could see it being a weather issue is because it's cold. And she said, well, there's that. That's why. I said, you don't install a washer and dryer outside. I'm 8 months pregnant, and my daughter is due to be here very shortly. I got a confirmation from Best Buy last night that the washer and dryer was on the truck. They assured me that the washer and dryer would be delivered today. Our washer and dryer is sold. It's gone. We don't have it anymore now because of that.
Sam, I do understand.
So I'm really not sure.
I apologize for the inconvenience.
And I apologize if I'm being rude. I'm certainly not trying to. I'm just very frustrated at this point and not sure what to do.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I do understand. So I do say that it's in rescheduled process. So it's not actually on a route for today due to the update. So I do apologize that it will have to be rescheduled.
Okay, so out of curiosity, why did he get the email saying that somebody would be there at 1:40 then? And that email he received after I got off the phone with her.
Was that received by Best Buy?
Hang on, I'm looking at it right now. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm not sure why Best Buy sends the email out when we have the service provider that does the installation is a different company. So if they're not able to do any, you know, installations or deliveries, then they contact us in the regional of the area, and they will advise us of the information, and they have to contact the customer, which that's why she calls.
Okay. But it even gave the driver's name. His name is Anthony.
Now, that information I'm not showing. It just shows the service, who was the service provider, which is JW Installations.
Okay, because this says Christopher Anthony is on the way. You can expect Anthony to arrive at approximately 1:40. It says, while we do not expect any delays, arrival time depending on traffic and road conditions.
And you said that was received by Best Buy sent that email?
Yes, at 1:38.
I'm not sure why they would send an email if they didn't have the information. I do apologize. But I can go ahead and get it rescheduled. I am showing the next available day is Wednesday. They don't have anything for Monday or Tuesday.
So it's this Wednesday?
Mm-hmm, the 10th.
Let me double check the weather, because heaven forbid we have the same issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. At what time Wednesday?
You would actually receive your phone call Tuesday night, due to they don't wrap the routes until the night before.
Okay, that would work.
Okay.
Wait a second. I'm looking at the wrong date here. Okay, yes, Wednesday should work.
Okay.
Now, if something happens and we get another driver that tries to put in that there's weather conditions on Wednesday, what am I supposed to do? Because the reason that we specifically chose Best Buy and chose the washer and dryer that we did was because every other washer and dryer could not be delivered until March.
Yes, and so Best Buy have a home delivery team, but they don't have an installation team, so that's why they submit the order through us, and we have to do the installation.
Okay. So is it one of those Best Buy delivers it and you guys install it?
That they do have their own delivery system, but with this particular order, we're delivering the, we're picking up the items from their warehouse and installing the items as well.
Okay, but when I called Best Buy, they told me that the washer and dryer was already on the truck. And that was yesterday.
No, ma'am. They actually go to the store the day of to pick up the appliances.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is what they had told me. That it, because that is what, her name was Christina. Christina had relayed to me was that the washer and dryer was already on the truck, ready to be delivered. And I said, so that means we have no problems for tomorrow. It will be delivered. She said, yes, ma'am. I said, you assured me that, correct? Because I have somebody coming tomorrow to pick up the washer and dryer. She said, yes, ma'am, it will be there. I said, okay. So the washer and dryer is now, our old washer and dryer is now gone.
So I'm not sure why she would advise that when she knows if it's going through us, then we, the techs go to the store to pick up the appliances. It's not already on the truck.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she would relay that information either if that's the case. Like I said, I'm just telling you what she told me.
Yes, ma'am.
And we will be notified via phone call about that the day before or email?
They send out phone calls.
Okay, and is there a time frame that we should be expecting the phone call?
Between 6 and 9.
Between 6 and 9 at night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is the 10th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help with?
No, ma'am, that is it.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for calling Nixpio and enjoy your day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.